Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Impeachment managers make their case.
The evidence that has been presented is pretty damning.
Desperate call from a tanker truck.
They're screaming for help, saying that they're out of air.
Heard for the first time in 17,000 years. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Chaos and danger at the U.S. Capitol just over a month ago. Compelling and troubling new video, all part of the House impeachment manager's case against former President Trump. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Senators heard and saw for the first time how close they came to danger.
I'm angry, I'm disturbed, I'm sad.
It was gut-wrenching.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was among those shown in newly released Capitol security footage, being whisked away by his security detail. In another video, Senator Mitt Romney runs after being directed to turn around by Officer Eugene Goodman.
I was very fortunate Officer Goodman was there.
The harrowing scenes were part of a methodically laid out narrative of the insurrection.
More than 140 police officers were injured, including cracked ribs, smashed spinal discs,
and personal testimony.
Terrifying banging on the chamber doors.
Laying the blame squarely on former President Trump.
Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander in chief and became the inciter in chief.
The president's legal team hit back, accusing the impeachment managers of playing to the cameras.
They're just hoping to drum up emotion and get their last shots in at President Trump.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on reaction from leading Republicans.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, who you heard in Nicole's piece, said that it's clear that he should never be president again. John Thune of South Dakota, a member of leadership, said that they made a strong showing. Now, I talked to a top Republican aide late in the evening, and he said he still thinks that at most 10 Republicans will vote to convict.
They need 17. In the pandemic, the CDC now recommends double masking to decrease the risk of getting or transmitting COVID-19. 1 million vaccine doses are now heading to pharmacies across the country in a move to expand access. CBS's Maria Villarreal has more from Mobile, Alabama.
Irene Cozad's daily quest for a coronavirus vaccine starts early.
When I get up, first thing is on the computer.
Cozad is desperate for the vaccine. She and her husband, Mark, both have underlying conditions. The nearest mass vaccination site is first come, first serve, with people sleeping in their cars overnight.
I just couldn't do it, not with my husband and my health.
Alabama ranks last among all 50 states in vaccinations per capita. Most health department vaccination sites are already booked through April.
Now to the San Antonio area, where this phone call to police touched off a massive search. A man indicated he and about 80 other migrants were trapped in the back of a tanker truck and struggling to breathe. Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Behind the caller in the background, you can hear others in the trailer. They're also screaming for help and saying that they're out of air.
Police have reviewed surveillance footage of what may have been the truck in question, but have yet to locate it. One of President Biden's top challenges beyond the pandemic and the economy is China. CBS's Tom Foti.
President Biden has had his first phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, with the White House listing numerous topics covered, including the COVID pandemic that started there and areas of major disagreement, crackdown in Hong Kong, and increasingly assertive actions in the region, including toward Taiwan.
Icy weather has forced COVID vaccination centers to close today in parts of Kentucky. In Arkansas, dozens of National Guard troops have been activated. Supplies are flying off the shelves in Memphis. Stephen Richmond is in intent on keeping his dogs warm.
I'm going to put this lamp in their doghouse, and then I got the light to add some heat because it's already closed in.
The polar vortex has a lot of the upper Midwest in single-digit or below-zero temperatures this morning. The Coast Guard rescued two men and a woman who'd been stranded on a deserted island between Cuba and Florida for 33 days. The Cubans said they survived on coconuts, conchs, and rats. The conch shell has been identified as the oldest known wind instrument of its kind, and it still sounds good.
The conch shell was found in a cave in southern France 8 decades ago. It lay forgotten in a French museum until a recent inventory revealed carefully drilled holes designed to create three distinct musical notes. Ready to hear them? Sounding out for the first time in 17,000 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, they played the national anthem at last night's Mavericks game in Dallas, hours after the NBA made it clear home teams would include it in their pregame activities. Mavs owner Mark Cuban told ESPN it hadn't been played prior in Dallas because of conversations he had with people in the community.
There were quite a few people that voiced their fears that the national anthem and did not fully represent them, that their voices were not being heard.
Cuban says he has no personal objection to the anthem being played. Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint, who fought many First Amendment battles in court, has died at 78.
I have been accused of hiding behind the First Amendment. I'm just thankful it's there to hide behind.
CBS's Aaron Moriarty covered some of those stories.
How I'll remember Larry Flint is by one of the things he said to me. He said, you can call him anything. He doesn't care. Just don't call him ordinary.
Flint survived a 1978 assassination attempt and built a fortune estimated at $100 million. Instagram has removed the account of vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for posting misleading information about COVID-19. Lucasfilm has removed actress Gina Carano from the Mandalorian cast.
So what happens if you take that thing off? They come after you and kill you?
It's over social media posts. One compared Jews in the Holocaust to Republicans in today's political climate. Jeep has pulled down one of the popular ads that ran during the Super Bowl.
There's a chapel in Kansas, standing on the exact center of the lower 48.
Turns out Bruce Springsteen, featured in it, was arrested back in November on a DWI charge in New Jersey. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has looked at why women are more likely than men to be injured in an auto crash.
Women tend to drive cars with less crash protection, says the Institute's Jessica Germakian. They sit in more vulnerable positions, and then there's the nature of the crash.
Women are more likely to be in the struck vehicle in a side impact crash or a front to rear crash, and men are more likely to be in the striking vehicle, and those are also things that can affect injury risk.
Germakian says women and men should buy the safest vehicle they can afford. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Motion Picture Academy says the Oscars will be broadcast from multiple locations on April 25th because of continuing concerns about the pandemic. The Dolby Theater in Hollywood will be the primary spot. The Academy says the 93rd Oscars ceremony will be unlike any other. Final details are still being worked out. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.